Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. Well, the big four leaders meet at the Quad Summit. United States, India, Japan and Australia. Quad is a force for good, Prime Minister Modi says. In their statement, they strongly support democracy and territorial integrity, condemn any attempt to violate sovereignty, also condemn the use of terrorist proxies and cross-border terror. President Biden says that he's looking to make the India-US partnership to be amongst the closest on earth. But as the Quad met, Russian and Chinese jets flew near Japan airspace, as the Japan defense minister said Japan jets were also scrambled to be on alert. Russia released a video saying it was just a routine joint strategic patrol. NDTV at Davos, India's biggest bank chief, the State Bank of India, speaks to NDTV, says he expects a rate hike coming up in the first week of June, the next RBI meeting. Punjab's chief minister sacks his health minister. The minister is then arrested by the anti-corruption branch. He's sacked and arrested on corruption charges just 2 months after new government took over. Arvind Kejriwal praises the Punjab chief minister, saying the move has brought tears to people's eyes. The opposition attacks the AAP, says it's an eyewash on corruption. A policeman is shot dead. His 7-year-old daughter, who is with him, was also shot. She's critical. This coming after a series of targeted killings, as terrorists now target even children in the Kashmir Valley. The LG strongly condemns this attack on this policeman. Puja at Qutub Minar hearing a plea. The Archaeological Survey of India opposes the plea strongly, says that you can't convert a protected monument into a place of worship. The judge, while hearing the case, says what legal right gives you recourse against something that happened 800 years ago? He will give his judgment on the 9th of June. Hateful communal slogans by a child at a People's Front of India rally. One person is arrested. The young child and his parents are now missing, say the state police. Meanwhile, the BJP and the Congress attacked the state government on the permission for this rally.